Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Migraine, a sexual, spiritual explanation, written and read by Tabitha Rain. The serpent is here again, pixelating and twinkling in my vision. It hatches in the centre, creating a blind spot, then slithers to the outer periphery, lingering in a crescent moon. The elders told me what it was when I was a youth, when I was told I had the gift, but I wouldn't believe until I was older. Now I believe, as the snake coils and displaces my vision and regular thought pattern, it is spirits from the past realm searching for their left lovers. It's the sexual yearning of lovers gone, needing their release. I've got to be careful and help guide them to their orgasm, or they get angry and cast pain my way. I have one now. I've learned how to deal with it, how to coax it back into its realm with minimum disruption. Before I was given proper instruction, the serpent would distort my sight, then dive in a furious rage into the centre of my brain and lash at my nerves until it crippled me and banished me to stillness and dark before it would be exorcised by an almighty purge. Pain and vomit spilling its release over my floor. Now, though, I know what I must do. I let my eyelids flutter closed and hum gently while I roll my nipples and my thumb and fingers. I call to my cunt to rise and be ready. I call to my sex to yearn and be greedy. I run my tongue over my lips and call to my spirit lover to come for release in my physical body. My hands run over my heated flesh down into the liquefying valley between my hips, the centre of all where the spirit must be seduced. Fingers plunge into my wet core, sliding and pulsing while a serpent trails around my eyes, confused and desperate. I find the pleasure nub of my clit and catch at the fleshy pillows between my fingers either side and rub hard. I'm almost savage now in my quest. My hips buck and my back arches, growls and moans drag from my throat and both hands part me as I fuck myself hard to the brink of oblivion. That's it, that's it. The snake breaks free from my sight and whips down to my cunt, and we hang suspended for a moment, joined in that single point of unity before one last flick of my wrist, and we come. We come through the moon and the stars and the sun, and the world fragments around us, bursting into pixelated stars and dispersing. I'm panting and bewildered as I come to and feel the strange, bereft sensation of my cohabitant now gone. A soft morning takes over, but just for a few moments. I rest to make sure the serpent has truly been appeased. When I'm convinced there is no pain punishment, I rise and get on with my day. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharain.com, or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn. You can also read this and several of my short stories in my new book, Drenched, available on Amazon and from my site.